Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Catch You on the Flip Slide. My name is Ashley, and I am here with my friend Joe.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Oh, it's been too long, Ashley. I miss you.
It has been a long time. Yeah.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you.
Without a dope beat to step two.
Sliders. Let's go. Yes.
Yeah. So, how have you been?
Oh, you know, stressed out. We were talking about before this. You know, just yelling in my sleep.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
Normal.
You know, yeah, normal. I think that's totally normal.
Yeah.
Just to yell in your sleep.
Yeah. Here's your fucking application to AutoZone, then, you piece of shit. You know, just for fun.
It's for funsies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I used to talk in my sleep a lot. And when I worked at Target, actually, I was married at the time. And my husband said that I was doing a price check on things. Like, I was, like, scanning things. Like, he's like, you were just like, beep. Like, I was making beeping noises. And then I asked for, like, a price check on something. He was like, I was very confused. I'm like, yeah, well.
Talking in your sleep is a scary proposition. Like,
yeah.
If it's about work stuff, it's annoying because you're already at work during the day. So it's like, not going to do this shit tonight.
Yeah.
But talking in your sleep in general, especially if you have a partner that lives with you, it's a scary thing. When somebody goes like, guess what you said last night? You're like, oh God, I hope it wasn't my deepest, darkest fears in my dreams.
What did I say?
I swear to God, she means nothing to me.
I love the accounts. There was one that said things my girlfriend says in her sleep. It's like a really long, stupid name that basically describes what it is. But his girlfriend, just in her sleep, she walks and she talks and like a real live boy. And just the stuff that she would say was so ridiculous and just did not make any sense. So
that's better than
that was a lot of fun to read.
That's better than like honest. Like if you're just walking around in your sleep going like, here's how I truthfully feel about everybody in my life. That's a real liability.
Yeah. That would not go great.
No. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yes, you did look big in that dress. Oh, Jesus, what did I say in my sleep?
Your casserole is dry.
Oh, my God. Your mother's a terrible cook. Right. I was talking about someone else's mother.
Not you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Tough.
Anyway. Yeah. Talking in your sleep. It sucks. I've been having dreams about sleep, but thankfully I haven't been talking about them, I guess. Or no one's told me.
The worst nightmare I've had in a long time. This was months ago now, but I had a dream that I was awake and I couldn't fall asleep. And I was just tossing and turning for hours and hours and hours in my dream. And then I woke up and realized that I had been dreaming and I was exhausted the whole day. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
If this happened like five nights in a row, I could die
from
sleep deprivation. They'd be like, well, how much sleep has he been getting? It's like 8 hours.
That's some Freddy Krueger shit.
It really fucking is.
Yeah, that's like the reverse of the I get up and get ready for work and I'm about to head out the door and then I wake up and realize that I dreamt the whole thing.
Ugh,
I hate that because then I'm terrible. Just like, well, now I'm going to be late. Not that I would have been on time otherwise because I'm late to everything. But I'm like, yeah, the reason I'm late is because I was stuck in like a dream cycle that I was getting ready. So speaking of, I met Freddy Krueger. I think that was the last time.
No.
Since the last time we recorded.
No. Wait, no, I'm saying no, you didn't really meet.
Robert Englund. Yeah,
where?
Mad Monster.
I wanted to go to that. One of my members went to that, and he sent me pictures. That's tight.
It was really cool.
Was he cool?
He was awesome, and he just wanted to talk to everybody, and you know he wasn't allowed to. But
that's sick.
Yeah. Me and Daryl's youngest, we got Freddy Krueger costumes, and so sick. Because I got the picture for him for his birthday, and so. He had me in the picture with him.
Is he as cool as, I'm totally blanking on his name now because I have too much shit in my head right now.
Yeah.
Doug Jones.
They are both cool in their own ways, but Doug Jones, I don't think anyone is as like personable as Doug Jones.
Okay, cool.
Because he's like, you will hug me.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, wrap my giant alien arms around you three times all the way around.
And Robert Englund's like, do you even want to hug me?
Right.
I'm really? Like,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Right.
Yeah. He seems like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what have you been up to?
Since meeting Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Other than meeting. Well, also, when was the last time we recorded? I'm trying to like put a time frame on it.
I don't remember.
I feel like it was pre-COVID. It's been a minute.
So there was a pandemic.
That was tough.
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah. Yeah, no, I went on a scuba diving trip to Mexico, mm-hmm. and I hit my 100th dive.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't think we've talked about that
yet. We haven't.
Yes, yeah.
But we've talked about it.
Yeah, yeah. So the tradition for your 100th dive is you do it naked. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to do that because I was on a boat with a bunch of strangers. And so what I did is it's a swimsuit, but it looks like a hairy chest. And even has like a hairy butt on the back of it. Like, it's amazing. And it has nipples and everything. And so I wore that.
The cross is just a bush, right?
Yes. Okay. Just a bush.
That would be wild. Yes. If you were out here sporting puppy nuts.
Yep. Just out there. yeah. But that was a lot of fun. It was really cool. So I got my 100th dive in, which was awesome. And I went and hung out with the donkeys with Cynthia. Shout out to Cynthia.
The donkeys.
Yeah. So Cynthia, our friend Cynthia that we've known forever. She has 11 donkeys.
She has 11
donkeys? She adopted like an entire herd of donkeys. Yeah.
Where is she living?
She lives out in like East Mesa, but there's a ranch that
with that many donkeys?
Yeah.
I watched this documentary recently.
A donkeymentary?
Donkeymentary, yes. No, it was like this comedian from the UK, and she was like trying to live her life to the fullest. So she was like going out and trying to like experience wild shit.
Yeah.
And she went to Tijuana, and she had heard about the donkey shows.
Okay. I was like, so you said Tijuana, I was like, it's not that kind of donkey situation.
No, I know. I know Cynthia's not that type of donkey
situation. No.
But she was like, I heard they do donkey shows. And they were like, yeah, it's actually very common out here. It's not that big of a deal. So they were going around asking people like, hey, do people really have sex with donkeys? Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, you know, it does happen. And people were being kind of cagey about it. And then they went to this bar. And they go, hey, is anyone, this is a fucking packed bar. They go, has anyone here ever had sex with a donkey? And this bar erupts like the Super Bowl just finished with like their team winning. Like, yeah!
Oh, Jesus.
And it was this whole thing. And then at a certain point, she goes up to one of the people at this bar and she goes, you know, this is so fascinating to me. Like, it's such a cultural, like, not big deal here. How does the donkey feel about all this? And one of these guys, without batting an eye, his God-honest response was,
I hate everything about that entire story you just told.
I died so hard. I hate it. It was obviously disgusting. Terrible.
Obviously.
Hilarious.
No. I disagree. I hate everything about that. That's not cool. I hate it so much. So, yeah, but I also, yeah, I've just been working and hanging out, really. I've also just been working and stressing out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said hanging out. I've been doing a little bit of that, too.
Stressing out, I mean hanging out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same thing.
Oh, the multiverse. Across the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse. It's Across the Spider-Verse. Okay. Part one.
Yes.
Came out.
Yes.
That was sick.
That was so good.
So good.
I went and saw that.
Ice cream so good. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. What is that from?
You know, have you haven't seen that like TikTok thing? I'm not even on TikTok.
I was going to say, I'm like, places. Joe, I don't go on TikTok.
I know you can't. You're a part of the missile defense system. Right. You can't be a part of that.
I'm not allowed to have CCP that on my phone.
Trash. Right. No, I see it in other places, but like, there's this NPC trend where like
I've heard of that
live stream for hours and hours. And then as people donate, they just like do things. The girl who kind of gained the most notoriety when that first came to fruition was this girl that was just like, yes, yes. Ice cream so good. Yum, yum. Ice cream so good. Yum, yum. So me and Allie do that all the time. But
can you imagine making money for just being an NPC? Oh,
they make so much money.
I want to do that. Why can I not do that?
You should.
I should.
Quit your job working for the fucking national defense of our country.
We don't need it. It's fine.
Also, yeah, I'm so done with my job. I'm like, I'll fucking be an NPC.
Yeah.
Actually, the dream, and I think you'd be great for this. My retirement plan. One day, I'm going to buy a bus. And I'm going to do tours to different distilleries and dispensaries and bars around the valley. I'm going to keep things light on the drive by like doing some question and answer segments and like little crowd work.
Yeah.
bring people around to get drunk and hammered. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the night, take them to a show. Mm-hmm. They're going to love it. Mm-hmm. And they'll pay you really good money.
Yeah.
I know because I've had to do three of these. And yeah. Every time I'm like, why are we paying so much for this? Uh-huh. And then I go, I could do this better.
I could do this.
Every day I get real pissed off at work. Mm-hmm. People will hear me yell, I could just buy a bus. They hear me yell from my office all the time.
Yeah, I've been saying for the past probably 2 weeks, I'm in my cozy era right now where I just want things to be simple and comfortable. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I just want to sit and read and crochet and play video games and that.
As it should be.
Uh-huh. That's what I want so bad. So I'm like, I want to go and buy a sleepy coffee shop in the middle of the woods and just go live in the woods and just have this little coffee shop.
You mentioned this to me and I said, I will go.
Yes. Yeah. I want to do that. And I want to wear like little mushroom hats. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I want to actually become Fae. I want to become a gnome. Thank you.
Well, not on that level, mm-hmm. but another thing I've done since the last time we got together, I just got back from Vegas, not mm-hmm. last week, but a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. That's the greatest city in the world. If you're listening right now and you're in Vegas, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You're in the best city in the world. That was so much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
We went to this place, Dream Lab.
Okay.
That's this art experience where they take you through like these 9 different rooms.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking of because it gets advertised to me on YouTube all the time. There's another place called Meow Wolf.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
Oh, you're not? You're thinking of Dream Lab?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, Dream Lab is so sick.
Yeah.
Dream Lab, I actually enjoyed way more than Meow Wolf because we ended up going there, which has Area 15 and Omega Mart and like a bunch of different shit. And that was cool.
Yeah.
But it was almost too much. It was like overstimulating. Mm-hmm. Whereas Dream Lab was just like the perfect amount of this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like that's if you're in Vegas, go check out Dream Lab. Also, there's a show at the Cosmo called OPM. One of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. It was so fun. It's like on an old 70s spaceship kind of vibe.
Uh-huh.
And just the talent they have is cool. Interesting. It's sexy. It's funny. It's dangerous. It's what a time.
Mm-hmm.
Go see OPM. Go to Dream Lab if you're in Vegas.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah. We are here to talk about Sliders, which is a multiverse show.
Uh-huh.
So one other thing that I've been...
Other multiverse thing, yes.
Is I've been reading He Who Fights with Monsters. So it's a lit RPG. So it's like it's like D&D, but a book.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a choose your own adventure on steroids.
But you don't do the choosing. So it's just that they're right. It's this story about this guy that like gets sucked into another world and he has to fight monsters and he has to level up and he's got stat blocks that they read, which is really weird because it's an audiobook. So him reading the stat blocks is kind of like a fast forward. I don't care.
But also it shows you where he's at in the journey. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. But I'm on book like 8 or 9 and I think there's like 10 or 11 of these books. And so it is very multiversity.
Send me a link to that. That sounds
dope. It's so good. Yeah, it's really, really good. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's what I listen to when I'm in my car most of the time.
Nice.
I'm listening to audiobooks. I don't listen to music so much. But
Nice.
Anyway, that's my multiverse thing. But what we are here to talk about today is season 3, episode 16.
Just under the 15-minute mark, too. We're killing this already.
Woo,
it's like we didn't take months and months off.
Right. And this, when the title screen came up, it's called The Exodus, and it was a part 1. So I'm like, this is a 2-parter.
Also, if you're new to this podcast because there's a writer strike going on and you have nothing else to look at or listen to, you're welcome. Thank you.
Welcome. We are not part of a union.
No. So,
although I support that completely. And
oh, I support it too, but we're scabs right now.
No, we're
creating
not.
Content for nothing. Oh, come on.
No, I very much, they should be getting the money that they need to live because the thing is people are just like, why are billionaires striking? That's stupid. And I'm like,
they're not fucking billionaires.
They're not. I'm like, idiots. There's 90% of the people can't even pay their bills with the amount of money that they're being paid.
Also, even the billionaires are on the verge of being replaced. Did you watch that Black Mirror episode, Jonah's Awful?
I have never seen a Black Mirror episode because I don't want to go there in my mind.
There's a Black Mirror episode called Jonah's Awful where this girl comes home from work and she just throws on Netflix. And it's a show all about like the worst shit she did during the day. Uh-huh. I was watching this video breaking down like what AI is capable of and what AI will be capable of in the next few years and 10 uh-huh. years and all that. And we're not that many years removed from you being able to go home mm-hmm. and go, hey, I want to watch an adventure comedy action movie starring me and my friends. Mm-hmm. And it just being able to spit AI. It out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all these writers and actors that are fighting for this now, mm-hmm. they're fighting for a decade from now. Yeah. That's what they're really yeah. pushing after. So if
you're seeing what the future looks like, and it is not great, my friend.
Yeah. And if you're like, why isn't Deadpool 3 going to come out right. on time? Just know it's because yeah. we're all going to be a commodity mm-hmm. and it'll affect you as well.
Yes. So. Yep. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Also watch Black Mirror. It's just dope.
I'm like, eh. I'm glad it exists for the people who like that kind of thing. It is just not my thing. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes. The Exodus Part 1. This is Season 3, Episode 16 of Sliders. And it opens with a space explosion. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a really good space graphics. yeah. And there's an explosion.
And then ships just start exploding into existence. And then I wrote, UFOs are real. This is just like what they've been saying, trying to tell Congress.
And then you realize that you're watching Doctor Who?
No. It was this, right? Well, there was a spacecraft. I wouldn't say UFO.
Okay.
But crafts start like busting in. And because I was in such a UFO mind uh-huh. frame when I watched it.
Yeah. Because that's the other thing is the military is saying that there's the real. UFOs. Yeah, yeah, shit's real. I was like, okay. Yeah, I totally missed that. I just thought that there was an asteroid that hit something or some shit.
Spaceships.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. But what I did notice and that I did laugh at, I must have been like writing that down when the spaceships came in. But what I did see is that there is a woman like kicked back in a control room and she's reading a magazine and it's like Russia versus USA. And I was like, well, that's funny.
What a dated reference.
I know.
Also, how funny. Never mind. I was going to get into geopolitical. The guy who was Putin's chef who died in the
Prigozhin.
Prigozhin. Yeah. It, oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, when it was just like his name was on the list of. So if you don't know, really like. 30-second rundown of this. There is a group of mercenaries called the Wagner Group that were mm-hmm. fighting with Russia mm-hmm. Until Prigozhin, who's the leader, decided they weren't getting paid, blah, blah, blah. He turned on them and marched on Moscow. He tried to march on Russia and then stopped because what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
And so Putin exiled him and his people into Belarus. Mm-hmm. So this was 2 months ago. And then all of a sudden, the plane he's on crashes over Moscow.
So weird.
What?
I told one of my students.
No one saw that coming.
One of my students is like, I hate Vladimir Putin because he was like listening to some bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, not bullshit. It's probably accurate shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, avoid Windows for the next few weeks. He's like, I don't get it. And I was like, well.
Well, normally they use poison. So this is a little, you know. But I did see something today that said they don't think it was shot down. They think it was an explosive on board the plane. I was like, you don't say.
No.
What? So
an inside job.
Yeah. What?
Anyway, but then we cut to in the episode of Sliders that we're supposed to be talking about.
Yes.
There's a lieutenant who's like, oh, my God, there's stuff popping up on the radar. And then she gets injected in the neck and someone steals her face.
Yeah.
Which I thought was super appropriate because in the time that since our last recording, mm-hmm. Secret Invasion came out on Disney Plus. Uh-huh. And it was very Secret Invasion, people yes. stealing people's faces and stuff.
Yeah, which was interesting. I have not watched any. I watched the first episode, I think, and I didn't finish it. That's kind of what I've heard, so I'm kind of like, meh.
First episode's probably where you want to stop.
Yep, you're good. You've got everything you need from
nailed
that.
Nailed it.
Yeah, so, yeah, the Krull.
Actually, I think the Skrulls.
Skrulls. Krull is the...
Kree is the... anyways, I think episode 3 has like a really good moment with Ben Mendelsohn and Sam Jackson. Mm-hmm. But when you get to like the actual ending, you're like, do we need this?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyways, something steals the lieutenant's face.
Yes.
And then we cut from that to everyone in the street just looting.
There's air raid sirens going off. Yeah.
The riots of 2020.
Right. It's the Bell riots of next year mm-hmm, from Star mm-hmm. Trek. And then the slide buds come flinging in and they do a Simpsons opening. So there's like a couch and they like land on this couch.
Yeah.
Like sitting next to each other.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Also, they were both on Fox uh-huh. around the time that this aired.
Mm-hmm.
So I can almost remember exactly this being
like a crossover,
not a cross, but like a promotional tool.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where yeah. it was like, oh, Sliders is on at 7 and yeah. Simpsons at 8.
Yep.
And here's them both landing on a couch. Like, yeah, it was a obvious promotional yeah. crossover. Yeah.
Like the time Star Trek Voyager and wrestling were on the same network. And so The Rock was on an episode of Star Trek.
No.
Oh, my God. It is one of the best episodes. They get stuck in these like fighting pits and The Rock no. is one of the fighters. These And he's got alien loaf on his head.
No. Well, yes. Like the Klingon goop?
It's not as much as Klingon, but yeah, it's like ridges up here and
oh, that's hysterical. Yes.
And he fights 7 of 9.
And who wins?
I don't remember. I want to say 7 of 9 does.
Also, one of the drivers at my work uh-huh. recently got Botox and he's got that Klingon.
Yep. 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 Yeah. So anyway, yes. Do the Simpsons land on the couch mm-hmm. and they come up to this houseless individual who he sounds like a conspiracy
houseless
theorist.
Individual is a
houseless individual.
I wrote crazy guy.
Oh, there's two types of people in the world. And he sounds like a conspiracy theorist, though. He has a laptop, he said, from when he was working with President North.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going on about all of just the stuff.
It's all the Russians.
Yes.
Everything you're hearing is a conspiracy. Uh-huh. And it's the Russians' fault. And I was like, you know what? I buy it.
It sounds very familiar. Yeah. The stuff you would hear today. So, yeah. And so as they're talking to Mr. Used to work for President North, there is a car comes squealing up and there's a car crash.
Car flips.
Yeah, it doesn't just crash. It fucking crashes.
And Q and the group rush over mm-hmm. and they're like, oh my God, there's a guy dressed like a scientist in here.
He's cosplaying a scientist.
If we have to help him. Mm-hmm. He says this isn't the technical term, but I wrote, he says some bullshit and then he dies.
Yeah, he says that he's warning that the pulsar trajectory is 86, not 87.
Mm-hmm.
That might as well be a football field.
See, you were much more technical about the bullshit than I was.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, it's the sci-fi and the, you know, aerospace.
But Gimli knows him.
Yes, he does. Of course he does.
Yeah, and he's like, this man was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's trying to help him, mm-hmm. all of a sudden the military shows up.
Yep.
And they're holding guns at everybody in the group like a bunch of fucking dummies.
Mm-hmm.
And Q's like, what are you holding guns for? Was he bleeding too loud?
Yeah. They're like, get away from the suspects. And then so they're trying to get him away from it. And he's like, did he say anything? Did he say anything to you before he died?
I don't know. That's what it was. I couldn't hear. He was bleeding too loud.
Yeah. Couldn't hear. He was bleeding too loud. He didn't say anything, but he gave us this. And then like shows the timer. And then, like, throws it.
Yeah.
Like a here, boy, and, like, throws it on the ground as a distraction. And then, like, a brawl breaks out. Like, I wanted the ballroom blitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted that to play because everyone just, like.
Well, and I only wrote that the cute Gestapo was distracted by the timer.
I called her Army Barbie.
Army Barbie yeah. is so much better.
Speaking of multiverses, I did see the Barbie movie.
Is there a multiverse in Barbie? I haven't watched it yet.
Yes.
I saw Oppenheimer, but I haven't seen Barbie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd say multiverse, but there's, you know, parallel universes. So
parallel.
Kind of,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's the real world and then there's Barbie Land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I have been told I will love. Uh-huh. I haven't got a chance to check
it's
it out
so good.
Yet. I heard it was so good.
Yeah.
Also, I heard that not, I was going to say Kristen Wiig, but that's not it.
Kate McKinnon. Yes.
I heard her crazy Barbie, like, kind of steals the show for a bit.
She's weird Barbie. So she's got the scribbles on her face and she's always in the splits.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is
aggressive scissoring of your Barbies.
Yes. My sister's Barbies always look like that. Yep. Yeah.
They got played with too hard is what they said. Anyway, super good. Love it. I've seen it twice. And we had a Barbie party. Like, everyone dressed in pink. We
My
made
wife
pink
did
food.
Yeah,
it was so good. So, yeah.
Meanwhile,
yes,
they were doing that. And mm-hmm. I was like, fuck your movie about your childhood. I'm going to go see the new Ninja Turtle movie.
I still haven't seen it and I want to so bad.
It's kind of, I wouldn't say kind of. It's dope.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's very, like, fresh. Mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly for, that's not even true. I was going to say it wasn't for me as, like, an old school Ninja Turtle fan. Because it very much was.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this is the first time that I was like, damn, this feels like it's for a different generation. Like, this feels hip.
Yeah.
They say, like, your Riz game sucks. And, like, they talk like kids.
No cap, for real.
Yeah. They literally, I think they said no cap at one point.
That's beautiful, and I cannot wait. It was fun. I want to go see that with Daryl and his children.
That was my favorite part. Yes. I went and saw it with friends and their kids.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see like a new generation be like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a cool concept.
Yeah.
Like, what a fun phrase. Yeah. And I was like, What a wonderful
phrase.
Yeah.
And I've heard that like they actually use teenagers for the voices. They do. And that's something that they haven't done before.
And it really like resonates. Mm-hmm. Like when they're like, dude, I want to do this. You're like, dude, these guys feel like kids, which was cool. Like, it didn't like, you know, for me, I want like a hard R grizzled.
Of course you do. You want the gritty reboot of everything.
I want the Logan version. Of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
But this, I was like, no, this is fun. And I could see how, like, this will get a younger generation involved.
Which is awesome.
It was. It was cool.
For sure. Yep. So, Army Barbie. She's Army the one Barbie. That she's like, did Cute he say Gestapo. Anything to you? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so, Wade gets the gun because the guns got thrown around and whatever.
She got distracted long enough by the timer to have the tables turned.
And oh, how the turntables. And so she takes the Army Barbie and puts her in a trunk of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they're putting him in, though, Quinn looks down at her and he's just like, name's Mallory, Quinn Mallory. And I was like, what the fuck? Are you like James Bond now?
You didn't need to say that.
And don't tell her your name. Yeah. Like, that's just going to bite you in the ass later.
You just locked Army Barbie in a trunk and then they leave her.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of the country, but here in Arizona, if you left someone in a locked trunk, they're dead within 20 minutes.
100%, yes. And not even in the trunk, if you leave them in the car.
Yeah, just in the car.
Doesn't matter. Like, if you leave any kind of, like, enclosed area. Like, we had the longest streak of 110-plus degree days.
On record.
On record. So I was like, what the hell? Welcome to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, and Remy has a gun on one guy and was just like, we need to leave. And I thought he sounded different when he said that. So I was just like, is he an imposter? So
secret invasion.
Yeah. After the like neck inject thing, I was kind of like, no one's who they say they are.
But then all of a sudden a voice comes over the intercoms in the streets.
Yeah.
It was all just a test. I don't know why all these people are looting. It was a joke.
Yeah. Relax. Everyone's fine. Yeah. So like the test has ended. Good job, everyone. And then as they're walking through the streets that are now newly cleared from everybody who was looting, they're
no one's looting anymore.
Yeah.
Do we have to it was a joke.
Back or,
take it back.
Gimli's giving a lesson on pulsars because he's Gimli and that's what he does.
Right. I wrote, he talks some science shit. Again, I'm not the most technical. But then he goes, you know what? That scientist that was shot in the test.
Yeah.
That wasn't real.
Right.
But that part was real.
Mm-hmm.
I knew him.
Yeah.
He's got an office at Caltech. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll head off to go to dead scientist's office.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Army Barbie is getting freed from the trunk somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And reprimanded for how silly she looks being locked in a trunk.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And they tell her new mission is to find the group that they are calling the Russians.
Yeah, because they think they're spies.
Yeah, they think they're Russian spies. But nobody's putting explosives on the plane from our group. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
No one's falling out of a window because of Q.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mr. Military Man, the head dude, he's on the phone when she walks up. And he's like, I need constant updates on the pulsar trajectory.
Also, he's a real psycho-looking motherfucker,
right? Yes,
he is.
Oh, he looks like someone who would be in charge of the military.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, very military-looking. This was cast very well.
Yeah.
So, and then she shows up and he's like, you look dumb. You need to find the Russians who escaped. And so I'm like, okay, she's off to the doctor's office too then. So they're going to all meet at the scientist's office.
And he's like, you have to do this because I'm dealing with this pulsar that's about to hit Russia.
Yeah.
And it's going to wipe out like everybody. And all I could think is like, isn't that your goal?
Right.
Like you hate the Russians.
Right.
This pulsar is about to hit Russia.
That sounds kind of.
Sounds like an inside job.
Yeah. So we cut over to our slide buds that have broken into this office at Caltech.
Mm-hmm.
And Gimli's still going on about science stuff. But it turns out that the trajectory of this pulsar is going to irradiate part of the Earth. Like it's going to just
But take it's a, Russia.
But it's Russia.
It's already irradiated.
And it will melt anything living.
Yeah.
So, but what about the Russian bunnies? Not I mean, the birds, because birds aren't real. Invasion.
That shit's a half radioactive anyways.
It doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the reason the doctor wanted to start is because he's Russian. And so the reason he wanted to stop it was because it's going to be in Russia, you know, motherland, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So nationalist there.
So that's why. Yeah, I can't imagine. So that's why he wanted to stop it. And then he got shot for it.
And then Army Barbie shows up.
Yep.
And she's like, ah, you Russian operatives. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to grill this Russian operative,
yeah.
Quinn Mallory.
Mallory.
The most Russian name you've ever
heard. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Granted, if you were going to be a Russian operative, you're not going to introduce yourself with like a Russian name.
That's true. I guess I would be like Pedro Vesquez.
Vesquez.
Looking like I do. Right.
So, yeah. But she's like, did the Mallory, Quinn Mallory. I'm like, told you that was going to bite you. And then we cut to some more amazing space graphics. Mm. Just some more awesome graphics. It reminded me of, do you remember, what show was it?
Babylon 5?
No. Was it Third Rock from the Sun that used to have the graphics with the planets and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminded me of that. So she is under the assumption that everyone's Russian operatives. And the... while she's got them all in this room, the head dude walks in. So he has shown up at the doctor's lab, and he walks in with a timer.
And wants to know all about sliding. Give me the details. What's going on with this sliding thing? This psychopath-looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
And immediately, Q spills the beans about sliding and the different contingencies and how he knows the scientists and just gives everything away
immediately.
For free, for nothing.
Yeah. Well, and part of it is there's a Dr. Jensen who is in there. So Dr. Jensen, he wants to access parallel worlds.
And he's willing to work with Quinn.
Yes.
And Quinn's like, oh, cool.
I think makes Quinn, because he's just like, oh, a fellow nerd, I see.
Yeah. Gives everything up immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the head dude's just like, I see what's happening here, and I'm not going to give back your timer unless you help develop our sliding tech.
And Q's like, why would I do that? And he's like, because if you don't, there's a firing squad waiting for you. So have fun.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Yep. So then we cut over to Remy.
Mm-hmm.
Remy is saying, I've been on enough bases to know there's always a way to sneak off.
Yeah, because they've been shown to their quarters.
Yes.
And Wade's all mad because Army Barbie is being mean to him.
Yeah.
And Remy's like, don't worry, Wade. I'll get us out of this.
Yeah.
I know how to sneak off of anything.
Mm-hmm. And then Army Barbie says to them, so I didn't write down if she was there the whole time or if she walked up, because I don't think Remy would have been like, yeah, I can sneak off of this place.
No, she walks up right after that. And
yeah.
She, Gimli tries to talk straight to her.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, this is the deal. And then the scientist tries to cut a deal with Q that's like mutually beneficial for the two of them. So Army Barbie and the scientist are both trying to find like the best way for them to both get out of their precarious situations.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this psychopath, what's he? He looks like, what's that guy's name? Walter Goggins. He looks like a crackhead Walter Goggins, the scientist guy or the military
the
guy.
The head dude. Yeah.
Yeah. The psychopath-looking guy?
Uh-huh.
He looks like a crackhead Walter Goggins.
And which I need to look up, because I don't know who Walter Goggins is.
Walter Goggins is a character. You'd know him. As soon as you saw him, you'd be like, oh this that guy.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the things that it kind of stood out to me was the Army Barbie, when she's talking to Remy and Wade. She says, just because I wear this uniform doesn't mean I agree with everything we do. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, is she good then?
That's what the Nazis said.
Right. Just following orders. Yeah.
So all I'm right, kind Mr. of like Mr. Schindler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what Q and Dr. Jensen is saying, if you give me the ability to transport humans, I can give you the ability to track wormholes. So it would be a little more.
You can get home. We can get off this pulsar dying planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we cut to Remy, who's walking through the sewers and finds a graffiti kid in the sewer.
Yep.
Just like the Spider-Verse movie.
Yes.
The first one.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Which is so good. We didn't really talk about it very much. We mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was
that really Across the Spider-Verse movie is so fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both so good. And I'm like,
for a multiverse movie? Oh my God.
I know.
Spider-Punk?
Yeah.
So sick. Stole the movie.
Kobe. So cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every scene with fucking Gwen.
And like the watercolors with the, so good. It was so good.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it ended up on such a cliffhanger.
Oh yeah.
Which I'm like, it was such a long movie to end with a cliffhanger, and now we're not going to get the next movie.
Oh, well, with the strike too.
Yeah.
That's going to push it back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a while, but.
Also, I heard most of their animation team quit
because
they were just being like put through too much.
Yeah.
But you could tell, you could see it. Mm-hmm. You're watching the movie. You're like, oh my God, how did people Incredible. Actually animate this?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they didn't see their families for a couple years. That's
yeah.
how.
Yeah. It was incredible. But yep.
Anyways, Remy's mm-hmm. trying to connect with Miles Morales in yes. the sewer.
Yeah. And Miles says he mentions his stepmom is in a coma.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, is she the one who was neck jabbied?
Probably.
Probably.
She's probably secret invasioned.
Yeah. She's the one that got scrolled.
Scrolled so hard.
Yeah. So he's like, I have a way to get out of here. And so they're walking out of the sewer to try and, you know.
To go to where the kid says, this is the exit. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
And so Remy doesn't worry because the kid tells him, don't worry. And he starts to walk through the archway and it fucking zaps him.
Yeah. The kid's like, I didn't know. I like, swear to God, I didn't know.
Electrocutes him and throws him back kind of thing. And the kid's just like, oh my gosh, this never happened before. So
and then we cut to Army Barbie.
Yes. Who is identified at this point as Maggie.
Right.
Who I've heard that name. So I'm like, Maggie is a name that I've heard.
This
as,
is a big episode. It's a two-parter.
Yeah.
Maggie's introduced. Like, there's, even if you're not in the know,
mm-hmm.
you know shit's going on. Like, this is big time canonical stuff.
Yeah.
There's and she goes, I haven't always been hot stoppo. I used to be a fighter pilot and way less of a bitch.
Well, this is the doctor is the one saying this. Doctor is talking to Quinn.
You're right.
Yeah. So the doctor is talking to Quinn about Maggie, says her name's Maggie, and that she gave up being a fighter pilot last year. And Quinn.
And she's not really a bitch.
No, she's not. And Quinn, because, you know, boys being boys, is just like, that must have been hard on morale. She's a good looking lady. I'm like, really? Like, she gave up being a fighter pilot, and so all the guys are probably sad that there's not a pretty lady to look at anymore.
That's probably a little accurate.
But then the doctor's like, yeah, that's, you know, why I married her. So
he's like, oh, what? He's like, yeah, me and her got married back before I got paralyzed while skiing with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but if I can just get one of these treatments that the liberals won't let me have because they won't get off my back about it, then I'll be back to old me and ready for hot Barbie.
Yeah.
Or Army Barbie.
Yes.
All Barbies are hot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So his timer, because they like boop his timer, so because they're trying to see if like Quinn's chip is compatible with his timer, and it makes a red wormhole.
But it works.
Yeah. So they need to clone the chip at this point because like it works, it shoots the red thing, and
also there's a new pulsar that's about to hit, and it'll wipe out everything. So the plan is to send everyone on this Earth to a new planet before this pulsar hits.
Yep.
Army Barbie and Q are supposed to be sent ahead as scouts to find a new world. So they slide off while Army Barbie's husband watches in his chair.
Yeah. And he's like, bye.
Don't fall in love with him.
Yeah. After he's just like, your wife's really hot and I'm totally going to go off world with her.
Also,
like,
I know he's got good hair, but relax.
And he just knows football really well.
Yeah. Like the back of his hand.
And Wade wanted to go too because she's just like, oh no, I don't want him going with Army Barbie.
Yeah,
don't fall in love, you know. But
yeah, she's like, bring Stacy with you.
And the head dude was just like, no, I need Wade here to help me. And I was like, I don't like the sound of that.
No,
what do you mean?
Especially
help you
from
with
this
what?
Walter Goggins crackhead looking guy.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like that. But yeah,
Maggie and Q land on a super blue screen planet.
And it was Epcot. I was like, oh, they're at Epcot. I thought they were in Florida.
But
I mean, they're not in Florida, they're in California.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
But everything is giant.
Yeah.
And obviously a blue screen. Yeah. So they're like, oh my God, why is the grass the size of buildings?
Yeah.
We cut back to Wade as she tries to reason with crackhead Walter Goggins general. Mm-hmm. And he wants Wade to decide who makes the lifeboats basically for getting off of this planet and getting on to whatever planet that Q and Army Barbie have defiled with their lovemaking before the rest of the group gets there.
And Wade tells him, like, this isn't war, it's slaughter. Like, she's just like, this is awful. And
I can't choose. Why didn't you have the president do this?
Yeah. And he said, okay, so he at one point for some reason says, we couldn't give our Star Wars tech to China.
Yes.
So they can't give their tech to China. So which means
everybody in China dies.
Yeah. They gotta. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he wants her to create a list of who goes and who stays based on their performance evaluations.
Yeah, on as the one base. Does.
Right. How good are you at your job? As someone
who's been in management this whole year, mm-hmm. I would do the same.
Right. I'm just saying. Yeah. So, yeah, Q and Maggie are off. Honey, I shrunk the slide buds.
Yeah.
So, because they huge golf ball in the grass. Wade is having
The Epcot reference you made. It's the golf ball.
It's a golf ball. It looks like Epcot.
I get that. I get it.
And then Wade is having to make Sophie's Choice for everybody. And then the kid.
Yeah, Remy's little friend.
Yeah.
Sees Miles him. Morales. And gives him a drawing of a girl who was the girl in the intro who got her face stolen. He's like, hey, you said you liked my art, so like I did this drawing of someone I know.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And the kid's like, you don't like it? Shut up. You're not appreciative of my art.
Yeah.
And he storms off, and Remy's like, hey, I like it. Chill out. Gives him a little pep talk.
Yeah.
And things go back to normal for him and Miles Morales.
Yeah, but he's just like, no, there's a lot going on.
I'm stressed out. Just because I didn't say I love your picture doesn't mean you're not a good artist. Relax, which I get.
Uh-huh.
You know, someone who has my own form of art, with someone's not appreciative of it, sometimes you can get hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, relax, kid.
Yeah.
You're going to be Spider-Man one day.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Totally fine. So Quinn and Maggie, Army Barbie, are back and they're...
Quinn's trying to riz her up.
Yeah, because she's just like, I'm not scared. And then he's like, yeah, I can hear the brass clanging around like she got brass balls.
Oh, yeah. Great line.
And then she's asking him about Wade. So she's like, so you and Wade. I'm like, what about you and your husband, huh?
That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
I said, what about your husband in big caps?
Yeah. So, and he's like, oh, we're just friends. You know, me and Wade are just friends.
And as they both riz each other up, all of a sudden, Bunnicula shows up in the background, but it's 20 feet tall.
Yeah, it's a giant bunny den.
I wrote blue screen bunny shows.
Right. Blue screen bunny shows. Uh-huh. And she wants to pet it. It's very much the, I know I will die petting something I shouldn't.
I haven't heard that phrase before.
No?
I fucking love it. It reminds me of like every middle-aged woman who goes to Yosemite and tries to pet a buffalo.
Like the bison?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go and pet this giant, if not friend, then why friend shaped? Yeah. Why so fluffy?
Why so fluffy?
Right. Yeah. So she wants
to chubby.
Pet it.
I love him.
Yeah, so he's just like, no. And she's just like, hey, I give the orders. I'm going to go and pet the bunny. And then the bunny gets all aggro. It's like, I don't want to say I told you so, but also don't pet the wild animals, especially when they're the size of a school bus.
Yes.
Ma'am.
So they slide off of that. Yep. Maggie's like, oh my God, that was exhilarating. I'm ready for more slides.
Mm-hmm.
But they slide into a world that's almost identical to the world that they came from with Maggie.
Yeah.
Except for now it's a different one. There's a second Maggie.
Yeah. Well, and they slide back home just long enough to say, we're not going to come back between the worlds anymore. We're just going to stay gone until we come back.
Until
so,
we,
you know,
find somewhere for us.
Right. So they're just going to go. And so the first place they go on their chain of whatever is there's a world with another Maggie. So they look at each other and go, and then it cuts over to...
Which is also a Fox promo for Home Improvement.
It cuts over to another scene where there's a man and he's getting neck stabbed. And this is Miles Morales' dad.
Yeah, and Miles is bringing Remy to meet his dad
uh-huh.
as the sticking is going down.
Yeah.
So when they get there, they're just too late to see what actually happened.
Yep.
Meanwhile, General Goggins shows up and Remy's like crime scene investigating
the situation. So it turns, because he's just like, he was tricked to come outside into the dark. Like he's like going through. And it turns out that there were 20 people in the past 3 months that are in comas because of situations like this.
But General Goggins doesn't want to hear it.
He does not seem...
He's concerned. Uninterested.
Unbothered.
All he's worried about is Wade making his Schindler's List.
Yes.
Of the best and the brightest. And he lets her know that very adamantly.
Yeah. And Remy, he points out that maybe you should be a little more concerned because whoever is doing all of this attacking, he could go through with you depending on if he did a good job this year on his performance evaluation.
Yeah, it's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, one of us is probably an alien, and by the end of the winter, all of us could be aliens.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So, and the guy's just like, yeah, whatever, just narrow it down even more. They need doctors, engineers, etc.
Make my Schindler's List.
Yeah. And they need the best and the brightest. And Wade goes, what about the kids? And he goes, yeah, sure.
Maybe.
I was like, oh, you're a bad liar for being someone who probably lies a lot.
And then we cut to Maggie and Q, who are arguing while they're locked up.
Yep.
And they devise a plan. And Maggie breaks down how to break her double down. Q is going to need to seduce her.
Yeah.
Which is going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Because she's just like, what type of planning? You have to do planning for stuff like this. And he's just like, yeah, sliding is mostly improvising. You do a lot of yes and. There's a lot of yes and in sliding.
Yeah.
And so she was just like, so does she think the same as me? Do doubles think the same? Because I totally think that you should hit on her.
And he's like, oh, really? Oh. I love that idea.
Yeah. I'm just like, because she's married. So she's like, at least I can watch.
She
just wants to watch
them. She's cuckolding herself.
Yes, because, well, it looks like her, so, you know, it's kind of her.
Meanwhile, we cut back to Wade and Remy, who are like, man, I'm so worried about Q. He's out here. He's probably in real danger. It's like, no.
No.
He's stealing another man's wife while stealing another man's wife.
Right.
He's out here stealing wives.
Yes, multiple, plural.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He's taking the fast track to being a polygamist.
He a dog.
Yeah.
Q's a dog.
Yep. So Remy is trying to reach Malcolm's birth mother.
Miles is.
Yes. Malcolm is his name in the show. I apologize. So, and he tells Wade to put Malcolm's name on the list. Miles's name on the list.
Yeah, he goes, this kid is going to be Spider-Man. You have to save him.
Yeah. So he's trying to reach his birth mother to, like, you know, shit's going down, you should be with your kid, whatever. But then it's just like, well, you at least need to put this kid's name on there so that he can.
And she's like, he's not a universal donor. Yeah. He's got a weird blood type.
What does he really have to offer?
Yeah. Like, I know that he could be bitten by a radioactive spider, but at the moment.
But he hasn't. We can't look at potential. We have to look at the current reality.
And all of a sudden it's like, wah, 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 wah. Pulsar is coming right now.
Yep. It has currently hit the East Coast. It is in the U.S. at this point.
Yes. Yes.
And
so it's not just a Russia problem.
No. It is now a U.S. problem.
And New York's been through enough.
Yes. So the next hit is going to be 22 hours because they're basing this on like the rotation of the Earth and all of that. So the next time the pulsar comes, it's 22 hours. And so they're realizing that at the current point they're at, they can transport 300 people with this chip that they have. I don't know how many people are on the base. But I feel like it's more than 300.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
Which is why
Means you're being a real dick about how many people you're bringing.
Yeah.
Just keep the hole open.
Right. I don't understand. Like, it's not like a power situation.
Yeah.
Like, just. So the Maggie, Army Barbie from this world, Maggie 2, comes in. And Maggie 1 was just like, oh, I look like you because I got plastic surgery because we are totally spies. And I just needed to.
I'm good at this.
Yeah. I got plastic surgery so I could.
That's why I look like Army Barbie.
Yeah, that's why. And then Quinn just, he turns the Riz way up. Risen all over the place. Yeah. So he turns the charm way up and is just like flirting relentlessly with Maggie too. So while he's off in the side being like, come over and look at this, I have something to show you. And she's like, oh yeah. And so they like go off to one side of the room.
I have something in my front pocket for you.
Just reach in and get it. And he gets her completely turned around to where Maggie One is behind her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what kind of army personnel is going to allow herself?
One that's had the training of Barbie.
Right. They don't actually have the training. The training manual wasn't one of the accessories that came in the box. So Maggie One.
It's just a voice box. I'm ready for duty.
Right.
I'm ready for duty.
Yes, sir. So Maggie One just walks up and hits her because... Mm-hmm. She can do that because she's completely not paying attention to her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she goes up, hits Maggie too, and he knocks her out, and then they're able to slide away.
But this is where it gets fucking crazy. So, okay. This episode, again, two-parter.
Yeah.
A lot going on. Obviously, a new, like, we know from stills that we've seen mm-hmm. from, like, the seasons mm-hmm. that Maggie's going to play a larger part. So, obviously, this is, like, a big setup episode.
Yeah.
But... as they're getting the drop on Maggie's double, cut back to someone who is getting body napped again. Yeah. They're being scrolled.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's revealed, oh shit, it's the general.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck?
He's the one doing the scrolling.
He's scrolling these people as he's also trying to, we talked about if a scroll makes it on to mm-hmm. the lifeboat to a new planet,
yep.
they're all scrolls after that.
Yeah.
That's what is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
But they just show it for a second, and then they come back to Q and Maggie landing on what seems to be
mm-hmm.
Earth Prime.
Yeah.
Q number one.
Yeah.
Home
original
world.
Home. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Squeaky fence and all, even though we thought the squeaky fence got...
He fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
The gardener fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of like, that's...
But it's a squeaky fence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. To Q, that's home.
Yes. Yeah.
And it seems like Q is actually home.
Yeah. His mom comes up and has chicken soup, and it's like her chicken soup, and she's got a necklace on that she's
left
like
under his bed.
And she found it under his bed. So it's like everything's matching up that this is home.
And how tempting would it be? I'd kill Maggie in a second to be home.
Right.
If I had been on this slide shit forever. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
Well, and so when he's talking to his mom out in the grass and everything, and she starts coughing, I'm like, does she have allergies? Like, there's a lot of grass around.
There was a dust storm that came through.
Yeah.
But no. Turns out Maggie can't breathe on this planet for whatever reason.
Yeah.
She starts going into convulsions. Q's like, we got to get her to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They rush her to the hospital. He's trying to tell him, give her oxygen. But she, for whatever reason on this planet, there's not enough oxygen to keep her going.
Yeah.
So he's like, don't you understand, you stupid doctor? She mm-hmm. can't breathe. And he just knocks out the first doctor that he sees trying to help her.
Yep. It's called sliding, and then punches a surgeon.
Yeah. And which, as you do.
Yeah. You know, that's what I do.
That's what, you know, that's why there's a nursing shortage, just because that was 2020.
Right.
For like the entire medical industry.
Yep. And strangely enough, they quit. Yes.
Weird.
Huh. So, yeah. And that was the end of the episode.
Yeah. He drags Maggie into a slide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it says to be continued.
Mm-hmm.
What an episode to come back to.
Yeah. That was a lot.
Uh-huh. I remember the last, I feel like one of the last ones was just like, oh, in this world, there's dust storms.
There's just a dust.
And this one's like, no, we're shaking it all up, baby.
Yep. There's pulsars that are melting the whole planet.
We got doubles. We got army Barbies. Mm-hmm. We got Skrulls. We got,
But once again, everything is paralleling things really a lot because there's like the Russia thing. And then there's the Skrulls when Secret Invasion just came out. And then there's like Army Barbie when Barbie just came out. And
It does. It does line up well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So that being said.
Yeah.
Before I get to this, how did you like it overall?
I liked it. I thought it was really interesting.
It's fascinating.
It seemed more involved than some of the other ones.
It goes deep. It goes hard.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. I thought the Miles Morales storyline kind of was like, not necessary.
Superfluous. Yeah, it was just this little...
It was this tangent. It was like, well, what's Remy going to do?
Right, what's Remy going to be doing? Because he's not going to be working with the scientists like Gimli's obviously going to be doing.
Let's make him Uncle Aaron. Yeah. I don't know.
Just...
But But in general, mm-hmm. I liked it. Mm-hmm. And on the next one, mm-hmm. because things are lining up so well,
yeah,
I want to see
Nick Mutant Fury?
Ninja Turtles. I want to see. Mutant I don't care Turtles. What age.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I want to see like giant mutated turtles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be like, this is a weird planet. Yeah. Oh, like, let's have a pizza.
Cowabunga.
They say that once in the movie.
Do they?
Yeah. It works. It works for the context.
And I know that in other series they had different words that they used, and I can't remember what it is now.
Bodacious, radical.
Yeah, but I mean they had one that was like a boosha. I don't know.
Booyakacha?
Mm-hmm, that one.
Booyakacha.
Yep, that was one in one of the other ones. So.
My wife. How funny. They're like going into battle and they're like, my wife.
Just, you know.
Very nice.
For no depending reason. On when they're, you know.
Whatever series it is. It's a cultural thing. It's hot.
Right. Yeah. This one's no cap. Which sounds just as ridiculous as yelling into battle going, my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Groovy, baby.
I want there to be a musical episode next.
I want there to be a musical episode, but next would feel very out of place to me.
Yes, I agree. But I... Which
is why it would be so fun.
Yes. Strange New Worlds. They
did a musical Star Trek, episode?
They did a musical episode.
That feels like very hard to pull off.
It you would think, but they do it beautifully. It is so good. Yes. Yes, it is so good and it's so well done. It's like... People are comparing it to, you know, Once More with Feeling from Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what they're aiming for. And people are like, it's right there.
No.
Yeah. Because that is the best musical episode of any series ever. Yeah, that's what you go for. That's the
reason so many series do musical episodes. Yeah.
And it's. Really? Yes. It is so good.
Interesting.
Highly recommend.
Have you watched Ahsoka yet?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. It just came out yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know when people are listening to this, but.
Yeah. So it's more than yesterday when we listened to it. Yeah. I have not, and I probably won't watch it tonight, but yeah. I still need to watch The Witcher. It's so good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I watched the first like two episodes when it first came out of the first season.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it's not hitting for me.
No? Oh, I love it. I watched the first two seasons, but I haven't watched the new season yet. Yeah. I need to watch
that. And the new seasons have Cavill, right?
It's still Cavill.
It is?
The next season is the one where they're taking him out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Anyways.
Yep. Anyway.
Well, this has been super fun, Ashley.
Yes.
We're also, like, doing pretty good on time, which is not like us.
No, it's not. We kind of sped through this one.
I know, but we've recorded this episode twice.
I thought you weren't going to say anything.
I'm not going to say anything. I'll throw this laptop in the fucking ocean, I swear to God.
But I was right in that I forgot what we talked about last time. And as we're talking about it, I was like, wait, did we talk about this last time? No, I don't remember. So, yeah. Nope, this is good. I need to go home and drug my dog. So
I need to eat dinner.
Yeah.
But again, as always, so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
It was a blast.
Love you.
Love you too.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Catch You on the Flip Side. I have been Joe.
I am still Ashley.
And we will
catch you on the flip slide.
Bye.
Bye.
On the scroll home world in a secret laboratory, they modified a chromosome, and so begins the story of a scroll whose nearly impossible chore is to battle and defeat the Fantastic Four. He's Super Scroll, incredible. He's as geeky as Ishii, and that's noble. Though to us he seems preposterous, it's really not for us to just pass a rash judgment on the Super Scroll. Cause his left arm can stretch like it's made out of plastic. It's as elastic as Mr. Fantastic. His right arm's got orange rocks for skin. From the shoulder down, he's as strong as Big Ben Grimm. He can turn one leg invisible, which really isn't all that practical. Unless you're extremely gullible, you won't get fooled by Super Scroll. His other leg is flammable, same thing as inflammable. He crossed his legs and then he learned his visible leg could still get burned, though his appearance is comical and raises many questions anatomical. His features aren't as malleable as the features of his fellow Scroll.